Welcome to Free to Be with Joni. I am your host, Joni Legato. I am a functional nutritional therapy practitioner, an integrative health practitioner, and a brain rewiring certified coach. My mission is to show you how to live a stress-free life, nourish your body, mind, and soul, and empower you to forge your own path to healing and freedom. I'm bringing my passion for nutrition, functional medicine, brain rewiring, singing, and other healing modalities. You can connect with me on Instagram at joni.legato and on my website at jonilegato.com. Welcome back to the show. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about becoming emotionally free and what it looks like to be emotionally free. So first, it's really helpful to understand what has contributed to or caused you to become emotionally stuck. And what it really means to be emotionally stuck. What does that look like? Being stuck in your emotions and how you express yourself and your feelings can really cause a lot of frustration and things to build up inside of you, and also for you to shut down parts of yourself. So I want to highlight several factors that can affect how you've gotten to where you are, some causes, some symptoms that you might be feeling, and then some strategies to support you in getting unstuck and becoming emotionally free. Because that's what it's really all about. It's about you becoming free to feel 100% like yourself and gain confidence and clarity in who you are and what you are on this earth to accomplish. So, how do you get emotionally stuck? For a lot of people, it starts at childhood and what you were taught about emotions as a child. And it can typically show up in two ways. The first, perhaps you were told, don't let your emotions control you, or get a hold of your emotions, or why are you crying in a certain tone? Or why are you upset? Stop acting like a baby. Or if you're a boy or a man, maybe you were told, be a man, toughen up, or simply stop crying right now. Does any of that sound familiar to you? Remember, your parents were mirroring what they were shown as children. And then you mirror to your children what was shown to you. Children will copy what you do, not what you say. They are watching your every move and observing everything you do. So even if you weren't taught these words that I spoke before or something like these words, maybe you observed how your parents showed their emotions to you and to their own situations. And as a child, you learned how to reflect back to the world what was shown to you. And each generation is shown a certain way to behave according to what society, their parents, their friends, influences taught them in that moment in time. So maybe your parents, grandparents, relatives were taught to be civil and that showing emotions wasn't civil, it wasn't proper, or just that emotions are not to be seen at all, especially in public. Maybe they cried in private. Maybe your mom cried in her pillow at night because she was taught not to show emotion around you when you were a child. Maybe if you're a man, you never saw your father cry because tough men don't cry. Or maybe if emotion was never shown at all, now it doesn't feel comfortable to show emotion. It feels very uncomfortable, and it could just be that you don't show emotion because it doesn't feel comfortable. And all of these things that are handed down, that are shown, they can come with the best of intentions. Your parents are just showing and teaching what they know and how they think that you should behave too. Sometimes they know that there is another way, but maybe they don't have the tools to get unstuck themselves, let alone help you develop emotionally. Sometimes they just don't know what to do with their emotions. They haven't been trained in how to handle emotions, and so they don't know what to do with your emotions. And I've seen parents give a treat or promise something new or offer to take their child somewhere fun so that they don't have to see their child upset. They want to fix it or help it, so they try to stop or slow down the emotion because it's really uncomfortable to see your child upset. For some in the religious community, they've been taught that showing emotions is bad, that emotions can lead you down the wrong path or cause you to make wrong decisions. And so maybe you've trained yourself not to show them for that reason. Maybe you've even been taught that you can't trust your emotions. Emotions are unstable. So as a result, you may have just shut everything down and learned how to not just pretend like nothing's happening, but not feel, because you can't trust that part of you. You can't trust the emotional side. You can't trust these feelings that come and go. So this is really what I want to hone in on today. Maybe you're afraid of your emotions. Maybe it's so uncomfortable and you're so not used to showing them or expressing them or feeling them, that as soon as you feel them, you turn them off. You try to get the tears to stop right away. Or you get upset at yourself. Have you ever done that? You start crying and you're upset at yourself for crying. Why are you upset at yourself for crying? There is a reason the tears are flowing. There is a reason you might be angry with something. So the key is not to turn it off. The key is to learn how to work through it. But I'm going to be getting into that a little bit later in the episode here. Through this process of stifling your emotions or shoving them down, turning them off, you can develop stagnation in different areas of your life and your personality and how you express yourself. So now, when a difficult or happy or sad or traumatic experience happens, your mind kicks in you automatically think about how you should or shouldn't respond and show emotion. You automatically respond how you were shown to respond, how you were taught to respond, instead of letting it come up organically, innately within you, and allowing yourself to work through it. And now it becomes you calculating how to express yourself. So the mind and the emotions, yes, they're connected, but you cannot tell the emotions to go away now. I don't need you. The mind is here. The mind will work through everything. This is where you can become emotionally stuck. You're not allowing yourself to process through something. Thinking about what is and what isn't proper in each situation, instead of allowing yourself to express yourself how you need to, will keep you in a box. You are living in the mind. And this is not freedom. Yes, our minds are here for a purpose, for a reason. Obviously, we need them to get through life, to learn basic motor functions of the body, all of that, yes. But we are not just the mind. And what happens is you're not ultimately expressing who you are at the core. You're expressing how you were trained to express yourself. The way you respond has become so automatic, and this has become normal to you. You may be afraid to really show what you're feeling. And when any emotion does come out, it might come out awkwardly or to the extreme because you don't really know what to do with it. You don't know what to do with how you're feeling. Something happens inside when we have closed this part of us off and when we're not emotionally trained. When we don't have the tools, you may not feel comfortable really expressing even the simplest thing because your mind just keeps kicking in. Maybe you're afraid to really show what you feel because you were told that how you express yourself is weird. Or maybe you were told you shouldn't be feeling that way. Have you ever heard that? Well, you shouldn't be feeling that way. Wow. That's not uplifting at all. Telling someone that they shouldn't feel a certain way? I mean, I don't really need to say any more about that. It's certainly not helpful. And it definitely will keep you from expressing yourself how you naturally would express yourself. And each time you turn off a part of yourself and how you really feel, you become stunted in your growth through childhood and into adulthood. It's why some adults are either turned off emotionally or are like a fire hose emotionally because they haven't been trained in how to express, how to feel, how to express, and how to let it come down naturally. Another way that I have seen people get emotionally stuck is maybe you experience the other end of the spectrum. Growing up as a child, perhaps you've experienced it in adulthood as well, and that would be through emotional manipulation. or behavior where someone was emotionally controlling or manipulating you. Perhaps there were no boundaries emotionally in this relationship. And now you don't feel safe around emotions, especially with expressing your own. Maybe your own emotions were so undervalued that you don't feel comfortable in that way. You don't feel safe to express your own. Maybe you were shown that how you feel doesn't matter, or that what you're feeling is all in your head, or that your opinion doesn't matter. Maybe you've been dismissed anytime you tried to show emotion, because it's all about that other person and them not having boundaries and just exploding with their emotions, with their rage, with their crying, however they like to control the situation or control you. Maybe you were overwhelmed with emotions and you have this fatigue whenever someone shows emotions. To be emotionally manipulated or controlled is exhausting, and it can chip away at you and can also cause you to shut down emotionally. It doesn't feel safe for you. You don't feel like you are worth it. You don't feel like your emotions are valid. You don't feel like you can show them because you don't have the right to, whatever story is going on in your head. Maybe they made you feel like your emotions, or just a side note, maybe you're told, okay, just go cry and then come out when you're done, dismissing you, not loving and supporting you. This is the other end of the spectrum. And I have seen clients get stuck here. There's trauma wrapped around emotional expression. This too can be healed. Don't ever think that you are too damaged to be healed. There is always hope. There is always a way. And healing is for everyone. Walking towards emotional freedom, it starts with becoming aware first of where you may have gotten stuck. So if any of what I've shared really hits home with you, or if you can feel any part of that, just know that you can heal and you can develop emotionally and become healthy emotionally. The opposite of free is stuck. So if you don't feel free, you're stuck. So do you feel stuck emotionally? Does any of what I've said resonate with you? Maybe you feel free in some areas and not in others. Maybe you feel like you have a little more freedom than some people. Maybe you're really, really stuck. Total emotional freedom looks like you having a nice, natural flow of being able to feel an emotion when it comes up, looking at it for what it is, allowing yourself to flow through it however you need to, laughing, crying, shouting. How do you need to express it? And then naturally coming down from the emotion in a healthy way And I'm not saying you just go off and start shouting at someone. Remember, I talked about being a fire hose of emotion that comes with not being emotionally developed, emotionally trained. But there is a way to be able to show and to feel your emotions in a healthy way. Your emotions are there for a reason. They're tied to your feelings. Your feelings are there for a reason. You don't want to run away. You don't want to turn them off. And you don't want to lose control where now you have no boundaries yourself and you're just going off and maybe you're hurting people. There is a healthy way to flow through feeling and showing your emotions. That's what I'm talking about. So when you feel the emotion come, how do you not get stuck in the height of the emotion, lose control? And when I say lose control, I mean doing something harmful to yourself or to someone else. I'm not talking about if you really need to shout or if you really need to cry. That's not what losing control is. Allow yourself to cry if you need to cry. Allow yourself to express. So what I mean is you don't want to get to that place where you're harming yourself or harming someone else. And yet you still should be able to feel and express. You can express however it feels natural for you. Some people, it will be in a soft tone. Maybe they're feeling really hurt and they're expressing with the soft tone. It does take some training and it does take some healing, but it's there for you. It's there for you. You'll find your way, and it's not about being perfect. It's never about being perfect, never. It's about doing your best, keeping yourself open to how the healing process needs to happen for you, and allowing yourself to see what has caused you to become stuck, and opening up your heart to being able to express yourself in a healthy way for you. So you don't want to get stuck in the height of the emotion, and you don't want to get stuck in that place of never feeling an emotion either. You're riding the wave and then coming back down to homeostasis. How do you do this? It can start with having a safe space where you are free to express what you need to without judgment, and to release whatever is coming up for you. And yes, it will look messy. It's okay. It's okay if it looks messy. It's okay. Just let it out and allow yourself to go through the healing process. But having a safe space where you are free to express what you need to, where you know there's no judgment there, this is a great place to start. Having someone who allows you to say and express what is coming up for you, to be who you are, this is where healing can begin. The more safe and loved and accepted you feel, the more at ease you'll become. Feeling safe with who you are talking to is a great catalyst to becoming free. Being shown love, being loved on, being shown that you are valued and that it's okay to show your emotions. And now let me help you work through them. I'm not judging you. Let me help you. Just having someone who is not afraid of your emotions too is so helpful. or having someone who will not try to dismiss your emotions, but instead allow you to show and move through them and then guide you until you're able to come down naturally and safely. This is powerful for your healing journey. My one biggest message to you today is that you can become emotionally free, where you're not trying to hide your emotions, where you don't feel embarrassed or ashamed of how you feel, where you can be nurtured and loved through it, where you feel safe being who you are. It's okay with whatever needs to come out. This is part of the healing process. And also where you are being shown that your feelings are valid. There doesn't have to be one extreme or the other. And at the same time, know that it's going to be a messy process. And that's okay too. It's in this place of feeling safe where you will become more comfortable with your emotions. And then they will flow and stop more naturally. The more comfortable you become, the more natural the process is. Yeah, you might still feel a little awkward here and there, embarrassed. You don't have to, though. Everyone has emotions. We are human beings. It's okay. You don't have to feel shame. Being able to express and show and talk through it in a safe place. This is how you develop emotional strength and flexibility. This is how you discover how to move through your emotions. You're not trying to hold them back. You're not exploding out, but you're allowing them to come up, flow, and then calm down naturally. Your emotions are meant to be released. Remember that. They are there to be released. When you feel them come up, release them and work through them. Your emotions can help you heal when you release them. There's a reason why you feel like crying or laughing. It's releasing out of you what is coming up for you, helping to heal, get it out. So let it out, let it flow, and then come back to homeostasis. It's when people don't know how to deal with their emotions or the emotions of others that they become uncomfortable whenever they're shown, or they're afraid to show them. And this is how you become emotionally stuck. You do not have to stay stuck emotionally. The healing process is there for you. You can become emotionally free. And that's what this episode today was all about. I hope that it was helpful for you. Know that you are valued. And know that you are loved. And I am sending you so much love today. Don't forget, you can connect with me on Instagram at joni.legato. And if you haven't already, I would love it if you would subscribe and leave a rating and review. And I will talk to you next time.